Good morning, and welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Pat Churchill, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. We continue our theme of compassion with our key scripture coming from Colossians 3:12 in the NIV, which reads, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." During our 40-day journey to compassion, we have 40 daily scriptures. Today is day 23, and our daily scripture reading is coming from Matthew 15:29-39, from the NLT. Jesus returned to the Sea of Galilee and climbed a hill and sat down. A vast crowd brought to him people who were lame, blind, crippled, those who couldn't speak, and many others. They laid them before Jesus, and he healed them all. The crowd was amazed. Those who hadn't been able to speak were talking, the crippled were made well, the lame were walking, and the blind could see again, and they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples and told them, "I feel sorry for these people. They have been here with me for 3 days, and they have nothing left to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry, or they will faint along the way." The disciples replied, "Where would we get enough food here in the wilderness for such a huge crowd?" Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" They replied, "7 loaves and a few small fish." So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to the disciples, who distributed the food to the crowd. They all ate as much as they wanted. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 large baskets of leftover food. There were 4,000 men who were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. Then Jesus sent the people home, and he got into a boat and crossed over to the region of Magadan. This concludes the reading of the scripture. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude, acknowledging your endless mercy and compassion. You are the God of grace, slow to anger and rich in love. As we walk through this sacred season of Lent, we are reminded of the depth of your compassion, seen most clearly in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. His life was the perfect example of love in action, and we pray that we may follow in his footsteps. Lord, during this season of reflection, repentance, and renewal, help us to examine our hearts. Strip away all selfishness, pride, and indifference, and replace them with hearts that beat with your love. Just as Christ had compassion on the lost, the sick, and the broken, may we also be moved to extend grace to those in need. Teach us to love sacrificially, to forgive freely, and to serve joyfully. We intercede for those who are suffering, the poor, the sick, the lonely, and the oppressed. May they experience your comforting presence in a profound way. Use us, Lord, as instruments of your peace and healing. May our hands be open to help, our words be filled with kindness, and our hearts be willing to embrace the hurting. Father, as we draw closer to Easter, we remember the great cost of our salvation. Help us to walk in humility, mindful of your sacrifice and eager to share the same compassion you have shown us. Let this Lenten season not just be a time of fasting from food, but a time of feasting on your word, deepening our faith and growing in love for others. I'm going to repeat that. Let this Lenten season not just be a time of fasting from food, Father God, but a time of feasting on your word, deepening our faith and growing in love for others. We pray for the church that we may be a light in the darkness, known by our love and compassion. May our lives reflect the heart of Jesus, and may the world see you through us. Finally, we surrender ourselves to you, Lord. Shape us, refine us, and fill us with your Spirit so that we may walk in the fullness of your grace. May this season of Lent renew our commitment to love as Christ loved, to serve as he served, and to live as he lived. Rev D and Tia ask that we lift up the victims in Thailand and Southeast Asia from the earthquake this past Friday. We lift up all those affected by the earthquake, especially the injured, the grieving, and those who have lost their homes and loved ones. Heavenly Father, grant them your comfort, your strength, and hope in this time of great need. May your peace, Lord, surround them and guide the hands of those offering aid and rescue. We pray for the resilience of the survivors and the wisdom of those who respond to this tragedy. Father God, may your love and compassion be a beacon of hope in the darkness. Tia asks that we lift up her cousin, Evan, who is in a hospital under critical care due to a hit-and-run car accident. Heavenly Father, we lift up Evan, who is now in the hospital, seeking your healing and comfort. Grant him strength, ease his pain, and guide the medical team to provide the best possible care. May his family be a strong support system for him as well. Lord, may he find peace and hope in your loving arms as we pray for your intervention, your healing, and your strength and a full recovery for Evan. Tia also asked that we lift up three matriarchs, her mother, Suzanne Stewart, her mother-in-law, Barbara Sally, and her pastor's mother, Mary O'Kelly. All three are not well right now. Lord, we ask for your healing touch upon their bodies. We pray for complete physical, emotional, and mental healing from any sickness or ailment that may be afflicting them. Father God, I also just want to lift up Beloved Ministries, Father God. I just want to lift up Beloved Ministries. I want to lift up the Beloved Nation. I want to lift up Rev D and all that she is doing with Beloved Ministries, the core, all who gather. I'd like to lift up the Beloved Nation. Yes, the Beloved Nation, but also the Beloved Online Worship Service, Father God. You are doing so many great things, Father God, and we can see it. We can see it in what's going on in Beloved Ministries. We are so blessed to just be able to have the Holy Spirit working through each and every one of us, Lord. We feel your presence, and we just pray that you continue to have your mighty hand on us, Lord. We pray that you continue to guide our steps, that you continue to be in the midst of us. It is such a blessing to just get your word out there, to get your word out to the masses, Father God, and to have people jump on board that want to be a part of this ministry, Father God, to have people wanting to do your work. We love you, Father God. We adore you. And we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. So thanks for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Please send your prayer request to our email address, which is askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Visit Beloved's website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our events. Our playback number is 520-636-4582. Again, our playback number is 520-636-4582. And the passcode is 8277806#. Again, the passcode is 8277806#. We pray you have a wonderful day.
Yes. There you go, Pat. There you
Sorry.
Go. There you go. I don't know if everybody hung up, but good. Great job. Amen. Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I'm like, I thought I unmuted everybody. I'm following the directions. Oh, my gosh. My okay. bad. I'm sorry.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I didn't get to that. Oh, my gosh. My bad. All right. I see it at the end of this.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. I'm sorry I didn't put the code in when I was saying you had to unmute. Amen.
No, okay. That's okay. Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Okay.